Friends, Jesus the Messiah tells a parable to sharply contrast with himself the religious leaders who threw out of the synagogue the man born blind to whom Jesus miraculously gave sight. We read in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Friends, the scribes, priests, and Pharisees claimed to have charge over God's people. They were supposed to provide shepherding care for them. Instead, they selfishly used and abused the people. To them, Jesus' miraculous healing power and his care for the weak, the poor, and the downtrodden was a growing threat to their authority. Friends, those religious leaders opposed Jesus and harassed his followers and tried to stop them from following him. So they were actively opposing the fulfillment of the divine promise to bless all families of the earth through the special seed of Abraham, the patriarch, promised through the line of King David. This was acting like thieves and robbers, entering the sheepfold of faithful believers illegitimately. Despite God's clear confirmation by the miraculous gift of sight to the man born blind, they determined to bypass the divinely provided entrance to the sheepfold. Friends, Jesus introduced his parable addressing those religious leaders with a firm word of warning. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." Clearly, Jesus accused them in his parable of being imposters who forced themselves on the sheep. He reminded them of his own legitimacy. This was confirmed by the fact that the man born blind did not follow the rejection of his authority. Rather, he trusted Jesus and worshipped him and followed him. Jesus said, "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Still, those self-centered and self-seeking religious leaders had eyes to see and know the truth, but they were blinded by their jealous opposition to the promised Messiah, of whom their own scriptures clearly spoke. The Gospel added, "This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Friends, the firm faith and active obedience of the man born blind represents all true believers. True believers know the difference between the voice of the true Messiah in the Holy Bible and the competing false voices. They are not deceived by religious impostors. In Jesus' words, a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Hallelujah.